Access to resources and infrastructure. Evaluating general facility requirements includes natural and human-developed resources for manufacturing, while all facilities that facilitate logistics will need to consider the country's infrastructure, risks and opportunities, and duties/taxes. Natural and developed resources. Manufacturing location decisions may be based on natural resources in the area if these are directly mined, farmed, etc., or a supplier does so. The prices of natural resources have become ever more volatile, and analysis of commodity or resource prices by region may be needed for key material inputs. Industry clusters are an example of a human-developed resource. Industry clusters are areas where certain types of industries have accumulated, such as California's Silicon Valley or car manufacturing in Germany. Manufacturers with excess capacity can supply it to others in the area. These areas can also generate logistics synergies, such as access to key suppliers. In fact, automotive suppliers often locate in supplier parks that are on site or adjacent to automobile manufacturing plants. Transportation can take advantage of brokers to combine shipments to the region. Country infrastructure and risks/opportunities. At the country level, decision factors include the robustness of infrastructure and a number of risks or opportunities. Robustness of infrastructure, port and road capacity, telecommunications, police, court systems, and regional security. Energy cost, reliability, and sustainability. Risks and opportunities. Currency risk and exchange rate variability. Degree of competition and other supply/demand risks and opportunities. Cultural, economic, and political climate. Rule of law versus crime and corruption. Regulatory issues. Labor costs, productivity, and skill levels by labor type. Access to trade blocks or other preferential trade agreements for the industry. An example of energy sustainability is how a large number of data centers are now being located near solar power farms, existing ones or ones built for the purpose. An example of country infrastructure development is China, which has invested heavily into its high-speed rail, road, and other transportation infrastructures as a key feature of its economic roadmap. Country or region duties and taxes. Goods may be subject to customs duties, tariffs imposed on goods when they cross a border, and the size of these duties for the specific goods being transported needs to be part of the analysis, along with the risk of such duties changing. Trading blocs and economic unions promote less expensive trade between nations with incentives such as reduced duties. The fastest routes between trading bloc or economic union countries can be excellent locations for a DC. The existence of free/foreign trade zones, FTZs, could also be used to avoid paying duties if the goods are not to be sold into the host country. Certain nations or regions have higher taxes than others, or they may have onerous tax rules for transferring goods or money out of the nation/region. While tax issues are generally not the primary location decision factor, they can be significant, especially when low taxation is offered as an incentive. A detailed look may be needed to determine the true tax advantages and disadvantages of a given nation or region, since multiple different taxes might apply, for example, an inventory tax. Such a study would be conducted by tax experts.